Yeah.
I talked to Bernie Booten again, and he says that he really feels the necessity of working for this organization, this Community Home Builders, which he has been attending their meetings, and they've been expecting him and so on. But he has the guts, and I think the patriotism, to say that if I'm really in a corner on this thing and there is really no alternative to him doing it, that he wants to be a good citizen and that he will do it if we just tell him that there is no alternative. Now, I have since then talked to a half a dozen of people again. I've also asked Bernie Booten if he had anybody to suggest that he thought would be a suitable deputy. And nobody has been able to come up with anybody as good as, frankly, or even a suitable alternative to Bernie Booten. I wanted to, therefore, to have your permission to go back to him and say that so far as we were able to work it out at this stage of the game, there really was no alternative to Booten.
I know of none, and I have none. I'm just relying on you to make recommendations, and I'd like to have I want to exercise the right to acquiesce, but I don't care about initiating any.
I see. Well, now, on this matter, however, we are confronted with this problem, what I want to make clear, and that is that I think it would be unfair to Booten, who's already a high-ranking official in the government, if he came to this program and then did not take it over very rapidly. And I'm not trying to get out of it. I want that to be damn clear, because it's a fascinating program. But with his 10 kids, he can't really come here and live on the $27,500, which the deputy gets. And I did tell him that I would clarify that with you if I came.
I wouldn't want to agree that I was appointing him to be director if he came over as associate to help you, because I don't know him that well and don't know.
Well, he understands that, in other words, he would not feel that it's right for him to come over since he doesn't know the legislation that well himself and wouldn't be ready to run it. But I think we would have to say something to the effect that within a very short period of time, I mean within 3 to 6 months, if everything goes the way we expect it to go, that he is going to be named the head of it. Now, I don't want to try to apply it to limit your flexibility in any way, but I have to honestly say that it wouldn't be it would be almost a violation of conscience to ask this guy to come over here, in a sense almost give up this other job which he's been waiting to take for almost a year, without being able to make him some sort of a precise indication of what we're going to do with him.
Well, and I'd go for it, because I don't want to point a man or precisely tell him that I want him to be the head of the poverty program when I don't know him well enough to believe it. I'm willing to trust your judgment to be made your assistant or your deputy, and I believe in you enough that I trust you completely, but I don't know him that well, and would sure hate to make a judgment before he even moved him over. So I'd rather gamble with somebody like Macy, rather than bust up his $100,000 a year job with the home builders. And I've asked him to let him continue on until November, and I felt like I felt like I demeaned the office when I did that.
Sure.
But I don't want to just in the plain dark shoot from the hip and say this is the man I want. And, 90 days from now, I'm making you the head of the poverty program. Because I don't know whether he'd work
there. Awfully well, you know. I mean, he's got an absolutely unblemished record in that, which is a complicated damned operation. He's able and he's honest and he's got political savvy, which is, I think, the thing that's, among other things, most needed in this job. He's got a very fine setup with Congress. Frankly, I mean, if I was to kick the bucket tomorrow afternoon, I would think that Booten would be an extraordinarily good candidate for this. I know Bill thinks the same, Bill Moyers, that is. If we go back to Macy, I'm delighted with Macy. I like him. But then the only problem about that, it seems to me, is that it does give you the task, or it gives us all the task, of finding another person to run the Civil Service Commission.
I'd just as soon it be vacant with a couple of commissioners on it than to have GSA with a man they have to find to run it. GFA, it seems like to me, is a much more difficult place to fill.
Well, there's no question about that, but you're going to have to fill that one anyhow, because Booten's leaving. That's the problem there. If he leaves in November, the administration's going to have to find somebody to run that. That's a tough place. I agree with you. but that's one we know we're going to have to find. Whereas at least Macy doesn't present us with another, doesn't present us with another.